Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode. What I am sharing with you today is really a personal channeling session that I did with my friend Erin about, I'm going to say, 3 weeks ago. We usually practice with each other channeling various archangels, angels, or guides, or whomever. And what you're kind of running into at the beginning is us asking questions about overturning Roe versus Wade. We actually had started this and then had to eat and then come back to it. So you're kind of getting a little bit of the middle, but that's really the context behind the beginning of this call. There are many things that are addressed during our channeling session. We did this without even thinking, you know, I was going to post this ever, but having had time to sit down and listen to it, I think it's kind of helpful and insightful to get the Archangel's perspective on what's happening here in the United States. My personal team that I work with is Archangel Ariel, Ezekiel, and Archangel Uriel. They are very close to me, and that's who is essentially speaking throughout the channeling session here. We touch on various topics, and again, these are unexpected. We never come in practice with a list of questions ahead of time. It is very off the cuff and what we're feeling at the time and what our concerns are. So we do address what is happening politically, primarily during this channeling session. I hope that it is a little insightful, and I'm curious about everybody's perspective. And I just want to say again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. And I hope you have a good week, everybody. Thanks.
Okay. Let me call back in Archangel Uriel, Ariel, Ezekiel, don't go anywhere. okay. Whew. I feel like I was really feeling it, Erin. Like, I see people, us holding hands, all of us, and they are, we're holding hands in a circle around like a fence that is outside of the White House. And we're all holding the hands, like chanting in front of the White House. I see that.
Oh, that actually brings other questions. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Is there anything, well, first, do they want to do anything? And two, is there anything that the president and vice president can do for this?
When you say, do they want to do anything, what do you mean?
Who's the president, the vice president, president, do they have any power in this? And do they even care about it?
What do you mean, have any power in being able to prevent it from happening?
Yeah.
No, I heard that strictly or stringently. I heard no, they can't.
Is there a possibility that it won't be overturned?
Limited.
But it's a possibility.
Not likely.
So there's nothing that we can do to make it not overturned?
It is the will of the people. You must understand this. They must something the lawmakers. I'm missing a word. They must something the lawmakers. Pressure, I think.
Okay. How is that going to affect?
But without the will of the people, without their will, they stand idly by, letting things happen. Nonsense is what I just heard. You have to speak or else. The will of the people will decline.
Like you as in everybody or specifically me? Do I have that much power?
Everyone does is what I just heard. They must bind together or else. That's all I heard. They must bind together or else.
How is that going to affect the West Coast?
It will affect all beings. Even where you stand. Because darkness pervades.
What does pervade mean?
Even where it means it spreads. Mm. Even where you are, it will be tested. Even those people who think they are better than this, they will have to work. I don't know if I'm picking up the last part, but I heard they will have to work. Everywhere. People will need to rise together. There is a great consequence ahead for you. It will alter things. Even I heard the nature of your being.
What?
The president, too, will need help. What I just heard. Ooh, I heard he will stand against truth. And it's not this president. It's the next one. He will stand against truth, against the will of the people. You must make a stand, or take a stand, against this. Or else you will be locked in, just as in other nations who have been imprisoned and no longer have the will of the people.
Should we move out of the country?
This can happen even here in your states. It is a foolish man who thinks it will not. You must rise to the occasion or forever be altered. Wow, I feel like I'm really seeing it too, Aaron. It's kind of scary.
Is that the man that's supposed to be assassinated? Or predicted to be?
There is potential for this in that time. He will go against you, this man, his laws. They will imprison us, make it so that we cannot take a stand. Man against man, or man against men. That is what will occur. If people don't rise up, they will stand at a loss. They will lose themselves. Again, I heard you must make noise, or else. Or else it will cause this. I'm getting, okay, this president, whoever this guy is, his laws, he is going to, I'm telling you, it's going to be a Republican president. And the law that's passed by a freaking Republican Congress is going to hurt all of us. It's going to be bad. And if we don't do anything about it, it's like being in a fascist nation. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah. All right, well, we need to find someone to become our assassin.
Stop.
Fuck.
He just said no.
The assassin's already been born.
Oh, my God. What is your next question?
So then, obviously, he's going to be the last president, right?
Things will shift in a new direction. There will be a new plan for your awakening, for your benefit, for the people to see truth. An altered viewpoint for everyone.
Are there going to be like civil wars?
Angry people, I just heard. Harmful people. People who seek revenge, they will be armed. Oh, I'm just seeing a little owl. Sorry. This little owl is watching me. His yellow eyes. He's so cute. He just said, they will be armed. They will be harmful is what I just heard. Man against man, clashing. Separatist is what I literally just heard. Going against the grain. This nation will falter. Damn, I heard that. Go ahead.
So these angry people are going to be angry at the president or at the government, or angry at everybody else and in line with what the president wants?
First, I heard clashes amongst others. People who will challenge you. They must have their way. It is their way or no way. The government will change. The government will change in a new direction. Ooh, I just heard angels will come to help you. I heard that. Go ahead, ask your question again.
So my question is there going to be like war, like between people? Are there going to be a lot of deaths because of this? Is there going to be more violence?
First, I heard infighting amongst people. Again, people who clash about their beliefs. First what? I feel like I'm hearing something. First, they will disagree with the masses. Try to impose themselves upon, I heard the living, but upon people. Try to bend you to their will. Mark my words, I just heard that. They will try.
He's speaking generally, right? Not like necessarily me.
Everyone, he said. The masses, generally, what he just said. They will try to impose upon you God's will as they see fit, as they believe. Yikes. It will not be good, and you will challenge this. Sorry, say again? Did I say anything? There will be adjustments on your plane. Anything? What's your next question?
I don't know. I'm just like thinking about all that. I think, hold on. So is that what this, so is all of this going to take years, or is it going to kind of happen and then shift quickly and then clear out quickly back to whatever it is the new us is going to be? Or are we going to end up staying in this repressed state, this repressed country?
I first heard the number 3.
3 years.
Once he is elected, it will begin. Oh my God, I got the chills. Once he is elected, it will begin. The reign of terror. On the land or among the land, something like that.
Is it Trump?
And then after that, it will be different. I just said the harbinger of doom. Or I just heard the harbinger of doom. I feel like it is not him, but I feel like he's contributing so much to that.
Is it Pence?
He will be an active participant, is what I just heard.
Can you send angels to get rid of these people?
He will contribute to this. To this plan. He is not of good fruit. He belies the people. It isn't for your benefit. He is an active participant. I've heard that. I don't know who the person's going to be, but I think he's going to be really close to them. And I feel like,
again, there's no way to stop this.
I see election night, and I just see like Trump on the stage, but he's not the winner, but he's cheering on. And I see Pence on the other side cheering whoever this is. It's a white family, but I don't know who it is. You just asked if, ask your question again.
I said, and again, there is no way we can stop this.
If the people rise up, they will. If they are willing. But they are not. They are misguided by many. They are unwilling to learn. They are unwilling to help other beings. It is inevitable.
Are there going to be mass casualties from this?
I just heard the word loss. And for some reason, I just saw the number 36. So I don't know, but I saw that number.
36 million people dead?
No, that's what I heard. No, but some will be avenged. But people are going to, this is, sounds pretty bad. So it sounds like people are going to attack other people, and then they're going to want to avenge their family, and then they're going to kill other people.
I had to process that. I was like, what do you mean? Yeah, I got it. Okay. So then after this, after all of this happens, is the world going to, is the country going to still continue to get crappier? Is it going to go like Handmaid's Tale, or what's on the other end?
Government change. First I heard on the other end is government change. A system-wide healing. There will be division, of course, he said, among many beings here. Many afraid to speak. They will cooperate. With the new plan in place.
Is it a good plan?
Do you mean during or after?
After. Because I'm sure during this whole thing is going to be shitty, but after this...
It will be better.
Better than now?
Necessary.
What does that mean?
Shifts will happen. Amongst the masses. Terror. The negotiation. The government needs change. It needs the will of the people, not against them, as it has been. Learn this. It will happen. It will divide us all. Afterwards, your government will change. It will be a new system, holistically. A new system that operates on truth. And it will bring people together. As they have never been. It will be cooperative. as opposed to, I think there is something else, judgmental or something like that, as opposed to something. I can't pick up the word. It will not be as it has been. Progress. It will define you. A new nation of truths that stands above all else. After the breakdown, this will occur. That's what he's saying.
Okay. How is this going to affect Deanna and myself specifically?
Oh, shit. Plot twist.
Right? You're like, I can't get anything.
Aaron, specifically, as a gay man, you will be affected greatly. Impressed upon the will of others, by the will of others. They will hate you. They will hate who you are, what you think, how you live. Even your very breath will be of disgust to them, what I heard. There will be no place for you in their world. That is what they think. And that is what it will be. Effects. I don't know why I heard that, the word effects. Oof, I felt that.
So what does that mean? That means like they're going to like take my house from me, take everything from me, or what?
Laws in place.
Laws for what?
Laws against you. Your sexuality. It will burden you. It will not be good, is what I heard.
So what, they're going to put me in jail or something? They're going to put us on the wall and lynch us like Handmaid's Tale?
Regulatory. You're going to be regulated.
What does that mean?
Regulated against, he corrected me. Regulated against. Laws that will prevent you from... hold on, let me see if I heard this. Laws that will prevent him from what? From even his own health, is what I heard. Ooh, detrimental laws. Against men like you. That's what I heard.
What does that mean? Like they won't give me health care?
They will perpetrate against you. In all manner of speaking, is what he just said. Ooh, and he just told me, even Ezekiel says this. He wants me to know that I am hearing it correctly and that, yes, this is the truth, Aaron, if you're questioning him. All right. Even against you, Deanna. Lovely. Lovely, I know.
Christ.
As a woman, you will be held against, put down, remarked against. They will not like you, your being. They will make it hard for you. Then I heard railed against, whatever that means. Difficulties lie ahead for everyone. It will be difficult times for many beings. Children too. Sorry. What do you mean, damn, children? Separated. I literally see a white boy with blonde hair and blue eyes being separated in the class, like a little Chinese girl is being taken out.
So they're going to start, it's pretty much becoming a racist country.
It's segregation, right? Separatist is what I just heard. Separatist. Oof, I do not like this. What is your question?
I don't know. It got all dark.
I know. I know it is very dark, but this is what's coming.
No, yeah, like, I'm just kind of confused. I'm like, okay, so then are they going to start putting people into like, set, what is it? Concentration camps or some shit?
I just heard unlikely, but they will make it hard for you to escape it, to escape their laws. They'll make it difficult for many people. They are not thinking of your will, of your goodwill, or with their hearts. They impose this pain, evil, hardship. That is their plan. Darkness.
Again, nobody can assassinate them. Someone take one for the team?
This plan is an inevitable shift that will happen. Ooh, I just heard regardless of what you do.
So somebody will take their place. Okay. So which country should we move to?
And Aaron, I see someone. I see the man. I don't know if this is the person that's elected, but oh boy, if I could draw really well. I see him in front of me. And he's not that old. He's not that young either. But I'm getting like 60s, I think. I don't know. I can see him waving to the crowd. Oof, I can see, like, oh my God, I can see him very clearly. Hold on. What was your question?
I was like, so which country should we move to?
You can leave if you will, but it will not change things here, he says. The government's still going to go in the same direction.
Yeah.
An inevitable truth, he just said.
I don't know what else to ask at this point.
I know. I don't know what to ask either. It seems bleak, but at least we have a couple of years.
Right. So was it okay? Wait, hold on. My question came and then it went.
I want to know why Aaron and I came to this time.
That was my question. I forgot what it fucking was. What's the purpose of us coming here? Why did we decide to be born into this crap? I guess it's always crap, but you know.
First I heard harmony, which is interesting. I don't know why I heard that word. But let me continue. Say again? You came here to help man see the truth for what it is. Let me ask him again. He said something and I can't pick it up. What was the second part? Even during the darkness, you will see the light. It is a beginning and an ending. And you will help the shift as bringers of truth. You will bring the light forth. So when man ascends, I missed it. What did he say? I feel like I'm nervous or something right now. After everything you told me, I'm nervous.
I know. I'm feeling it too.
You're here to help. We're here to help other people, the people ascend, especially during this dark time. to remember truth, he just said, focus on that. Don't let the darkness pervade you. It will be a difficult time for many beings. And even then, you must focus on this and know this, that God is everywhere within you. Even during this time, Aaron, this circumstance, it will change. But you came here as a bearer of truth, a light giver. Recognize this. And during your evolution, you will. The will of the people will change. It will be harmful at first. There will be a shift. And I think he said darkness will no longer be centralized here, is what he said. Darkness will no longer be centralized here on your plane. In this world. It will be governed by truth.
That feels hard to believe.
Huh?
I said that feels hard to believe.
It will take time. Adjustments are necessary, he just said. It does not happen, Aaron, at a snap of a finger, as you well understand.
But it should. Just kidding. So, back to current events. What's going on with Russia? What's wrong with him?
It is an enterprise, a global one. A global enterprise that challenges truth. It is an enterprise of hate.
Mm-hmm.
He seeks to control the will of the people. I just heard he is no angel of truth.
So essentially, the U.S. is going to go through its own version of what Russia's going through right now.
He said a mini version. A mini version of it. With Putin at the center, is what I just heard. Which makes total sense. Can you ask me if Putin owns a number of our senators and representatives right now? If he's infiltrated the government that deeply, can you ask?
So, other than Trump, which we all know of, has Putin, does he influence anyone that's in government?
Many people are influenced by him globally, not just here, in other places too. His wrath is significant. He seeks to infiltrate other lands, governments from within, to break them apart and seize them. Control them. That is his will. I don't know if I heard this. Can you please repeat? I want to make sure I didn't get it wrong. We have given him approval, meaning the people here have given him approval. Yes. He is everywhere. Ooh, I just heard in every man. That's interesting. What does that mean? He's everywhere in every man. In those who seek to control. In those who seek power. Decisively. He is not good for you. He is harmful. His ways are, at least. But he will justify them.
Of course.
Like they will. Like the lawmakers will. They will explain it to you in a way that looks helpful. but is not. It will bind you to them. Next question. And I see him infiltrating many countries. It's many countries. His money.
I don't know what else to ask right now. I'm just like, okay, so we're fucked.
Temporarily is what I heard. Temporarily.
I'm just like, okay, so I'm probably going to be like, have to be jobless, homeless.
A shift needs to happen here. It is necessary for your evolution. Without this, you will not succeed in truth and advancement. Personally, and I think they said individually, like collect and collectively. That is why this is happening. Remember that. It is for advancement only. That is what he said. That is its purpose, holistically.
I get it. Now I'm like, don't know what to think. Okay.
So I say something, but I can't. Let me see if I can get the rest of the message, because they said, should you ask? Should I ask what? If this will remain, what will remain? Advancement. It will. After the darkness comes the light.
Mm-hmm.
For a time, at least. Of course. Go ahead.
I don't know. That sounds very depressing.
I know, but it has to happen. Just think about it. Every period of time, though, on Earth, something major happens, Aaron.
I know. I thought I've experienced enough of those, though.
No. I don't think so.
We went through Afghanistan. We went through 9/11 stuff. Went through COVID.
Yeah, but yes, but man must change. His ill will must change. His temperament, too.
Okay. Question.
Answer. Go ahead.
Is Putin a dark soul, or did he choose to come to cause change and to cause war for the better purpose?
The cause of this is to bring forth truth, is what I've heard. He plays his part, as he has been. He plays the role of ill will. To what? To something. I cannot pick it up. He plays the role of ill will to what? I think I'm just nervous for the answer.
Don't be nervous. You're going to get the answer that's going to make you mad anyway. Just go with it.
He brings darkness for the will of the people, that they may come to understand what? Actually, I think I heard this word, susceptibility. Yes, susceptibility. That makes sense to me. Do you understand?
What does that mean? What do they mean by that?
People who are easily influenced is what he just said. Like you're susceptible, like you're indoctrinated. Yeah. People need to understand how that works, because that is what he's doing. He brings this, although it doesn't look that way, is what he said. Although it looks not that way, that is what he's doing.
Fuck.
You said we all have our parts to play. You need to remember that.
So yes, the answer is yes, he chose to take on this task.
His contribution is great, but it is of a different nature. We all have our parts, is what he said.
Is he going against his life's plan?
Contrast is his role. He is here to bring contrast, is what I heard.
Motherfucker. Okay. Okay. I don't know what else to ask. Will other countries help us during the shit that we go through? Is that even a possibility?
First, I heard they will see it. They will try to help. But you must understand the government. It has laws against this. Laws against interference of any kind.
Yeah, that's all they do.
And you know what? Pence is going to have a really huge influence because I keep seeing him. Like, I cannot get him away from my eyes.
Yeah, well, remember last time he came up for me, too. And I was like, who the fuck is Pence? I'm hearing Pence.
Mm-hmm. I keep seeing him. And I see, like, a war tank next to him, too.
The military. Are they gonna declare war on people? Or are they going to start killing people that, like, don't listen like Trump wanted? They're, like, in the way, just shoot them all?
They will not engage. No.
Because that would definitely cause riot.
Oh my god, it would be so bad.
In a way, maybe they should.
That is not his plan. That is not his plan, is what I just heard.
He doesn't want...
Subvert the will of the people. That is the plan.
But he's manipulating the will of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say it like that? Mm-hmm.
No, that's what that means. Like, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Subvert. Oh, you said subvert. I thought, okay. I didn't hear that part. But I have, 3 years left to live happily and then life goes to shit for, like, 5? Okay.
I keep seeing a heart. There's something about your heart. I don't know what it is, but again, they put their hands up in the shape of a heart is what I keep hearing. Or keep seeing, I'm sorry.
I don't know what to ask.
And then I'm seeing an apple with, it's almost eaten down to the core, which for me, that is always like seeking a lot of, learning a lot of information or like accessing a lot of information. They said it's for you, not for me. So it's a symbol. Right.
Okay.
Is there anything else you would wish to ask?
Okay. How do I not be depressed from this information? I'm like, damn.
Hmm. Says, don't be afraid. These things will happen. Darkness will set in, for a time at least. But be brave. You are here to help other beings. Don't forget that.
Does this mean it's going to once this happens, I'm not going to be able to, like, do the podcast if I'm still doing it and stuff like that? It's going to hinder me from even doing any of that type of work?
First, I heard the will of the people will change. Hold on. He said not readily so. Not readily so is what he said.
What does that mean, not readily so? Like?
No.
Like, I'll still be able.
They will not change that.
So will we still have our freedom of speech?
Limited, is what he said. You will be able to, but in a limited fashion of what you can say.
Well, that's not freedom of speech then.
Laws will outline this.
and people will accept these laws?
They'll be forced.
The fuck kind of shit is that? You asking that question?
People will lobby against this. Against this. What he said. He says, hold on. People need to stand up against this. Your voting matters, is what he said. That is why people need to vote with their conscience. But they aren't. They're voting against others. What they disagree on. Rather than thinking of other people. And because of that, or at least in due part, it will happen because of that.
Well, they'll regret it.
You also have to remember greed, is what he said. Greed from the people within the government. They are being fed lies, too. But it is their choice to accept it. Yeah.
Maybe I might move out of this damn country then. I don't know what else. Okay, I think that's done.
Okay, hold on.
Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in for this week's episode of Intuitive Awakening, and thank you for listening to my channeling session with Erin that we do a few times a month, just for the purposes of practice, so that I can improve, and also so Erin can improve when he channels with me. We never know, again, what answers are going to come. As I stated at the beginning of this show, it was definitely a time where Erin and I mean, as I'm sure you all are, a little concerned about where our nation is heading and the laws, you know, that are being overturned and the changes that are happening. You know, it is a scary time. At least, you know, it's kind of my perception of it at the moment. And these are the answers that I personally received during my channeling session. And, you know, I've had a chance to review it and listen to it a few times, and it still kind of shocks me and, you know, concerns me. And sometimes I wonder, about the answers that I've received. But anyway, nonetheless, thank you again. And, you know, I'll take some time to think about posting a few more of these every once in a while as we continue to practice. If you guys think it's actually helpful, or if you find it insightful or interesting at all, please let me know. I hope you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend. And for those of you who are here in the U.S. and abroad, please take care of yourselves. And until next time.